Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Davtes Zayin. The Gemara is discussing the stira between the Mishnah and Tamid and the Mishnah and Midas about where was the Lishka Satloim. The Mishnah and Tamid says that the Memuna sent them to bring a Tlef in the Lishka Satloim, which was b'miktzaya tzvaynis ma'aravis. It was the tzvaynis ma'aravis corner of the Lishka's Beis Hamboikeid. And the Mishnah in Midah says that the Lishka Satloim was the ma'aravis droimis. Tosis at the top of Tazayin Amaralf points out that there seem to be other stiras between these Mishnayis about other rooms. What were other rooms used for? The Mishnah in Tamid says that one of the rooms was used for the Lishka's HaChoysomais. One of them was a smaller Lishka's Beis Hamboikeid. And the Mishnah in Midas has other rooms. It has one room that where they were Goynes, the Avonim of the Mizbeach. Another room that they were Yoreh L'Beis HaTfilah. So Tosfos says, hey, that's not shver, because it could be some of the rooms had a few purposes. So the Gemara doesn't ask that stira, but the Gemara does ask about this, about where was the Lishka HaSatloim. Now just to go back for a moment to Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, what exactly was the Lishka's Beis HaMoikeid? So we have Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says that the Beis HaMoikeid was a trakling gadol, a big room. The Beis HaMoikeid was a room for the kohenim to warm up in. And Pashas, the smaller Lishkas Beis HaMoikeid, which was mentioned in the Mishnah and Tamid, the Ritva speaks out, that also was used for the same purpose, to warm up. And the Ritva says that was for the tznuim, the kohenim who wanted more of a private area, so they went into the smaller Lishkas Beis HaMoikeid, but both of them were for the same purpose. There are places for the kohenim to warm up in. Tosfos in Dibur Maschal V'Achas, Lishkas Beis HaMoikeid, brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel a different pshat, that the Beis HaMoikeid was litol mehem eish l'tzorech ha-mizbeach. In case the fire on the Marocha went out, so they took a new fire, a new flame from the Lishkas Beis HaMoikeid. And Tosfos says, even though there was a separate Marocha on the Mizbeach itself, a fire which was not used to be makriv karbonis, rather just to have a flame always going, l'kiyam ha-eish, Tosfos says maybe you needed really all three. There were two Batei HaMoikeid and there was the Marocha on the Mizbeach. All three were for the same purpose in case the fire goes out, and even if on two of them you go out, you'll still have the third one. Now Tosfos brings a raya to Rabbeinu Chananel from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof. The Mishnah over there says, Ma'achizim ha'ur b'meduras Beis HaMoikeid, and the Gemara explains my time, why was it mutter even on Shabbos? Because the Pasuk says, Le'sevaru eish b'chol moshvei seichem. And we darshan b'chol moshvei seichem yetam avir avol atam avir b'meduras Beis HaMoikeid. It's mutter even on Shabbos to be madlik b'meduras Beis HaMoikeid. And so he says, mashma delfishu tzarech ha-mizbeach yochel lahavir b'Shabbos. It's mashma that the point of the fire over there was l'tzarech ha-mizbeach, and therefore it's mutter even on Shabbos. And then Tosfos brings Rashi's pshat that the Beis HaMoikeid was for the kohenim to warm up, and he's bothered by, if so, why was it mutter on Shabbos? Why is that called l'tzarech gevoya? That's l'tzarech kohenim. Why should that be mutter from the pasuk of b'chol moshvei seichem? And Tosfos says, tzarech leimer l'pirushay nehitiru lahavir eish b'meduras Beis HaMoikeid afagav d'lihavi tzarech mizbeach kiven de'ba'azorahu l'karina b'chol moshvei seichem. Since the Maisa, this fire was lit in the Azara, that's Nismait, that's not called Moshvei Seichem, and that's Mutar B'Shabbos. The Tosfos Hashanim, Dibar Maschal Beis HaMoikeid, also quotes Rashi, and he says a little different. He says, according to Rashi, that's called Terech Aveda. Even though it was for the Kainim to be warmed up, that can also be called Terech Aveda. And the Ritva adds a little more. He says, Kivim di Esher La'Aveda B'loi Kainim, since you need Kainim to do the Aveda, now the truth is, Tosfos and the Tosfos Hashanim all seem to be very shver, because if we look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Nasir Yitzchak points this out, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara is talking about what the Mishnah says, Ma'achizim ha'or b'meduras Beis HaMoikeid, which is talking about lighting it on Erev Shabbos. The point of the Mishnah is to say that you can light it on the Erev Shabbos, you don't have to be choshesh that on Shabbos he's going to do Chitoy, some Maisa, which will cause the fire to get bigger, an Isra Havara. That's Mutter, and the Gemara says why? The Gemara says, because B'chol Moshvei Seichem, therefore this is Mutter. And that the Gemara asks, If we learn from Mechon Moshvei Seichem that this is Mutter, so then even on Shabbos itself, we should be able to be Madlik the Orb in Maduras Beis HaMaikid. And the Gemara answers no. That the drasha of Bechol Moshvei Seichem is to be Mema'it, that Evarim Upadarim, we could be Makter them on Shabbos. But to light the fire of the Maduras Beis HaMaikid is also on Shabbos. And Rashi explains, because the Beis HaMaikid was Terech Chayinim, and not Terech Gvaya. So why is it Mutter, Sambach L'chashaycha? Rashi says, we're not geyser, because Kainim's reason him, we're not choishish, they're going to come to make the fire burn bigger on Shabbos, because Kainim's reason him. So it would seem that according to Rashi, the Gemara concludes the opposite. That Maduras Beis HaMaikid actually does not have the heter of Bechol Moshvei Seichem. And the Mishnah therefore is only matter to light it on Erev Shabbos. Bechol Moshvei Seichem is coming to tell us that Evarim Upadarim, which is definitely Terech Gavaya, that's what's mutter on Shabbos. And therefore the Siach Yitzchak asks, if anything, the Gemara is shver on the Beinu Chananel. According to Rashi, the Gemara is very good. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it should be mutter even on Shabbos to light the Maduras Beis HaMaikid, because that's Terech Gavaya. And the Siach Yitzchak says that HaKorchach Toises is Kasha on Rashi was from the Havminyat the Gemara. The Gemara originally thought that we could be Madlik B'Maduras Beis HaMaikid because of the Pasuk of Bechol Moshvei Seichem. That Toises asks, why is this called Terech Gavaya according to Shitas Rashi? But in the Teretz of the Gemara, you'll have to understand according to the Beinu Chananel, what's the Teretz? Al Kapanim, we have a Machlekes Rishonim, what was the Lishkas Beis HaMaikid? According to Rashi, it was a room for the Kahanim to warm up in. And according to Beinu Chananel, it was a room where they kept the fire going, which they can take from there to burn on the Mizbeach. Now back to Daf Tezayin, the Gemara brings Mantana Midas to Reb Elezer ben Yaakovi. The Gemara wants to say that the Tana, who learned the Mishnah and Midas, that's like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, and that's how we'll answer the stira between the Mishnayis and Midas and Mishnayis and Tamid, that the Mishnah and Midas is Dafka according to Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah over there which is talking about that the Lashoka is in the four corners of the Ezras Noshim, and we see over there that the Mishnah is like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Now one of the Lashokas was the deer he ate him. The Mishnah says, Shasham Kayanim Bali Mumin Aimdim Umasliim Be'etzin. Kayanim, who couldn't do that Avodah, they were Bali Mum, they took out the Tloim, the worms from the Eitzin. Now there's an interesting Machlokes Rishonim, what exactly is the problem if an Eitz has a Tolas in it? Why is that a problem to be Makavid on the Mizbeach? So the Meiri over here, Ner Sugya, says that the Kohanim were checking if there's a Tailas, Shekol Eitz, Shehesliya, Posel B'Ma'arocha, Mipnei Shehatailas Dover Tomei, Ve'ein Dover Tomei Roi, Lisari Falgave HaMizbeach. The Meiri is saying the problem with an Eitz that has a Tailas is that the Tailas itself is Oster to put on the Mizbeach. In other words, according to the Meiri, it's not really that the whole Eitz is Posel, it's just that the Tailas itself is a Dover Tomei, we have to make sure that that does not go on the Mizbeach. Now there's a sugya in Menachos Pei Hei Amud Beis, which Kepshuta is mashma differently. The Gemara over there is talking about an Eitz Shenimtza Boi Tailas, that it's Posel Agave Mizbeach. And the Gemara says a chilik between an Eitz which is Lach and an Eitz which is Yovish. It says that if it's Yovish, you could scrape away the area that was eaten away by the Tailas, and then the Eitz is kosher. Whereas if it's Lach, you can't scrape it away, then the whole Eitz is Posel. Then the Gemara continues and discusses what happens if someone is makdish in Eitz sheyesh bo teilas. Are you loike mishum bal mum? In other words, the din is that if someone is makdish a behemoth which has a mum, he's over a lav. And the Gemara has a suffix, perhaps if you're makdish in Eitz which has a teilas, also you should be over this lav. Now from these Gemaras are mashma that the reason why a Eitz that has a teilas is posel is because the Eitz is like a bal mum. And in the Ha'aris of Rabbi Yashiv on Yuma, he asks on this Meiri. He says, first of all, the Gemara's mashma that the Eitz itself is posel. Because the Gemara's mechalik, that even after you took away the Tailas, there's a difference between the Eitz if it's Yavesh or Lach. If it's Lach, you can't scrape away the area that was rotten, therefore the whole thing is posel. As opposed to if it's Yavesh, you could scrape away the rotten area and the rest of it's kosher. That's mashma that the psul is in the whole Eitz. Not that the actual Tailas is a problem to put on the Mizbeach. And furthermore, from the Gemara's Shaila, that perhaps you should get Malkus for Balmum, it's clear that the reason why it's possible is that the Eitz itself is like a Balmum. The Rambam in Hilchos Asurim Mizbeach, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, he discusses the din of Balmum, and he says, Kashem Shemitzvah Liyo is called Korban Tomim V'Nivchar, Kach Nesochim, you tamimim? He says Nesachim also have didn't have to be tamim, and he says it's a drasha, which is actually Gemara Menachos Peizayin. The pasuk says tamimim yu lachem uminchasam. So we darshan that tamimim is also going on a mincha, and it says tamimim yu lachem viniskeim. That yayin as well, the Nesachim also have didn't have to be tamim, and therefore, if the soilus is wormy, or if the yayin is ma'ushon, so these are like a balamum, and they're posel from the mizbeach. And the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, v'chein atzei ha'marocha, l'yiyu elon nivcharim, v'layiyah behem toilas. And in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam brings the suffix of the Gemara, if someone was makdish soilus shehisliya, flour that got wormy, or esim shehisliyu, he says it's a suffix if you're like a mishum balamum, and therefore the Rambam says you don't get makus, but you do get makus mardus. So the Rambam's mashma that the nidin over here is balmum. The problem with etim she'esliu is that it's a balmum. This is not like the Meiri Ner Sugyo, who says a different problem, that the teilas itself is a davar tamei and cannot go on the mizbeach. Now the hamshach of the Gemara brings another raya that the Mishnah Midas is like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The Mishnah says kol aksalam shehayu sham hayu gvayim. All of the walls around Har Abayis were very high. Chutz mikoisel mizrachi, sha'akoyin asorifes haporo, omid b'har ha-mishcho, v'roya k'neged pesach shel heichol, v'sha'as ha-zoas ha-dam. And the Gemara goes on to explain that the Kohen could not possibly have seen into the pesach shel heichol if he's looking through the shar ha-mizrach of Har Abayis, and therefore he had to look over above the shar ha-mizrach and Har Abayis, and that's why they had to make it lower than the other walls. However, the Mishnah does not say, and the Gemara as well does not speak out, how high was this Kaisel on the Mizrach of Shahar Bais. So it seems that there's a machlokes Rishonim about this as well. The Tosfos Rishonim, the Ramasel Chutz Mikoisel Mizrachi, he says that the Kohen who's standing by Har Mishcha and looking towards the Pesach HaHeichal, so he's looking above the Kaisel Mizrachi of Har Bais. However, he has to look through the next Shahr, the Shahr Ezras Noshim, which was the next inner Shahr, when you're looking towards the Pesach HaHeichal. And that Shahr, that wall of the Ezras Noshim was very high. The Tosfos Rishonim says that was 40 amis high. So he cannot possibly have seen over that wall. And therefore he had to look through the Shahr Ezras Noshim. And how high was that Shahr? So the Tosfos Rishonim says that was 20 amis high like all other Shaarim. And he makes the Cheshbon like this. He says the Karka of the Ezras Noshim was 6 amis higher than the Karka of the Har Habayis. And therefore the Askupa, the ground of the Shahr, the threshold of the Shahr, was 6 amis higher than the Shahr of the Har Abayis. Both of them were 20 amis high, and the ground of the Shahr of the Ezras Noshim was 6 amis higher than the ground of the Shahr Habayis, and as well as the top of the Shahr of the Ezras Noshim was 6 amis higher than the top of the Shahr of Har Abayis. And therefore he says that if you want to look over the Shahr Habayis and through the Shahr of the Ezras Noshim, it has to be that the wall of Shahr Habayis is not more than 26 amis. In other words, the opening was 20 amis, and then the wall above it could be another 6 amis. But if it would be higher than 26 amis, and you were looking over the Shahr, and want to look through the Shahr Ezras Noshim, the entire Shahr Ezras Noshim will be blocked, because it was only 6 amis higher than the Shahr of Har Habayis. Now, however, Rabbeinu Al-Yakim seems to say differently. He says that it could be up to 40 amis. The other walls of Har Habayis were higher than 40 amis, but the Kaisel Mizrachi of Har Habayis could be up to 40 amis. And he makes a cheshbon, he says, because the ritzba of the Knisa to the Heichal, the Pesach HaHeichal, was 20 and a half amis higher than the floor of Har Habayis, like we see in Er Sugyo. And therefore the top of the Shahr of the Pesach HaHeichal was 40 and a half amis above the floor of Har Habayis. And therefore, as long as the wall is not more than 40 amis, then it's fine. You'll be able to see over the wall of Har Habayis and into the Shahr, the Pesach HaHeichal. So in other words, the Shahr of the Pesach Har Habayis and the Mizrach was 20 amis, and the wall above it could be another 20 amis. As long as it's less than 40 and a half, you'll be able to see over the wall and through the Pesach HaHeichal. Now the problem with this, Rabbeinu Al-Yakim, and this kasha is asked by the Magi on the Ritva, he says, Einachanami, there won't be a problem if it's long, as long as it's less than 40 amis, you can see over the wall of the Har Habayis and through the Shahr HaHeichal. But what about the Shahr Ezras Noshim, which is the point that the Tosfos Rishonim was making? The Ezras Noshim wall is 40 amis, you can't look above it, you have to look through the Shahr Ezras Noshim. And therefore, if the wall of the Har Habayis is more than 26 amos, like the Tosfos Rishonim makes a cheshbon, you won't be able to see through the Shahr Ezras Noshim. So how could Rabbeinu Eliyakim say that the Kaisel HaMizrach could be up to 40 Amos, but it's totally going to black the Pesach to the Ezras Nashim, and you have to look through there to see into Shara Heichal? And it would seem that maybe the Rabbeinu Eliyakim held that the wall between the Har Bayis and the Ezras Nashim, the Mizrach wall of Ezras Nashim, also in Echanami had to be lower. The Tosfos Hashanim says that all of the walls were 40 Amos, so Bistama this was also. Maybe Rabbeinu Eliyakim held that no, Ein Echanami, this wall also had to be lowered for the same purpose, and the Kohen that was standing on Har Mishcha looked over both the wall of Har Bayis and the wall going to Ezras Nashim. For the same reason, they had to lower that wall as well. And Tosfos Hashanim held that that doesn't say anywhere like that in the Mishnah. It doesn't say that that wall of the Ezras Nashim also had to be lowered, and therefore the Pashtus is that it was 40 Amos, and therefore the only way that we'll be able to see all the way through to the Pesach HaHeichal is if he looks through the Shara Ezras Nashim and not above the wall of the Ezras Nashim. Now, the guy with this din, which is quoted in the Mishnah of Midas, that he has to be Oymir Bahara Mishcha Umechavin Veroi Keneged Pischei Shal Heichal B'Shas HaZoas Adam, the Briskerov, in his Chedushim Al Rambam and Hilchos Parah, he speaks at length what exactly is the gedra of this din, and he's medayik in the Rambam, Perek Daud Hilchos Par Halacha Hei. The Rambam says, Hize v'loi chivein keneged ha-heichal psulo, shenemar el noichach pnei oyol moyid, ad sheyichavin keneged ha-heichal, v'yiyye eroi eyu. The Kohen has to be mechavin keneged ha-heichal, he has to be mazed the dam in the direction of the heichal, and he has to see the heichal. Now the Briskerov is Bedaik, why does the Rambam not make any mention of the Pesach Shal Heichal? All he says is that you have to be Mechavin Keneged HaHeichal, V'yiyye Ro'eyu, you have to see the Heichal. The Mishnah, which in Midas, which is quoted in Er Sugya, says that he has to be Mechavin to the Pesach of the Heichal. And the Mishnah in Parah as well says the Pesach HaHeichal. Why does the Rambam not mention anything about the Pesach? And furthermore, the Rambam himself, in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchiro Halacha Hei, where he brings the din of this Mishnah in Midos that the Kaisel Mizrachi has to be lower, the Rambam says, "Mipnei ze osu Kaisel shal gabi shar ze namoch, kedei shehei ha'oimed b'har ha'mishcha roya pesach ha'heichol, b'shosh ha'mazah midam ha'par, noichach ha'heichol." Here the Rambam does say that you have to see the pesach ha'heichol. So why is it that the Rambam in Hilchos Parah does not mention anything about the pesach? He just says you have to be mazah and roya the heichol. And furthermore, the Briskerov is Medayik, even in this Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, who says that you have to be Raya Pesach HaHeichal, but he says, B'shah, Shemazah Midam HaPar Noichach HaHeichal. At the time that he's being Mazet towards the Heichal, he has to be Raya Pischei Shal Heichal. Why does he not say that you have to be Mazet Noichach Pesach Shal HaHeichal? Just like he has to see the Pesach HaHeichal, he has to be Mazet towards the Pesach HaHeichal. And all the Rambam says is that he has to be Mazet towards the Heichal, not the Pesach of the Heichal. So the Briskerov says pshat that there's really no din bechlal that you have to either see or be mazeh to the Pesach HaHeichal. All the pasuk says is noichach pnei oyel moed, towards the pnei oyel moed. That does not mean that there's anything special about the Pesach. And what you have to be really is the Heichal itself. Now what's called seeing the Heichal? Seeing the outer walls of the Heichal, the Briskerov says, that's not called seeing the Heichal. Seeing the Heichal means seeing inside the Heichal. Heichal means the inside. And therefore, you have to look through the Pesach because that's the only way you could see the chalal of the Heichal. So what we want you to see is the inside. Ein Echanami, theoretically, if you'd be able to see inside the Heichal through some window, that would also be good. There's nothing special about the Pesach HaHeichal. And therefore, the Briskerov says that when we speak about the Hazah Noichach HaHeichal towards the Heichal, there anyways the dam is not going to reach inside the Heichal. He has to spritz it towards the direction of the Heichal. So spritzing it towards the direction of the inside of the Heichal is enough. You don't have to spritz towards the Pesach HaHeichal because there's nothing special about the Pesach. Just Heichal means the Chalal, the inside of the Heichal. So spritzing anywhere towards the Heichal, that's also considered spritzing towards the inside of the Heichal. But when we speak about being Raya, seeing the Heichal, there you have to mamash see the Chalal of the Heichal. And therefore the Rambam is Meduyuk, that when he talks about seeing, he says you have to be Raya Pischa Shel Heichal. But when he talks about being Mazah, he just says it has to be Noichach HaHeichal, he doesn't say anything about Pischa Shel Heichal. And the Briskerov brings a Meiri in Er Sugya. The Meiri says, Mitoich Kach Hayo Oisim Koisel HaChoyma Al Pesach Nomuch. And he continues, V'roya derech koisel she'ar pesach ha'choymo es karka ha'heichal. He looks over the wall of Har Bayis and he can see into the karka of the Heichal. The Beis Rav is medayik from this Meiri that what we're concerned about is not seeing the pischei shel heichal, rather the inside of the heichal. That's the lashon of the Meiri, that he's roya karka heichal, the halal of the heichal, that's called seeing the heichal. Now the Gemara makes a cheshbin about all the milos that were going up from Har HaBayis all the way towards the heichal, and the Gemara concludes, Bishlomo Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, hayu de'ich selei pischa. According to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, we understand that the entire Pesach is blocked. El yamr Rabbanon, ha'ika palgo de'amso, de mischaz lei pischa begavei. According to the Rabbanon, it should come out that there's still a half a amo which is visible. Now Rashi explains, Dibur maschor Rav Lezer hi, Rashi says, de'isli ma'ili yaseiro, ve'gova karka ha'heichal, mikarka ha'tachtoin, chof amo uvecheitzi. Rashi says, according to Blazer ben Yaakov, there were 20 and a half amos which are blocking, so the entire Pesach is blocked. In other words, Rashi understands that the only thing Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is adding is the extra amo, the maila achas that he spoke about. But the duchan, which the Gemara says had three milas, each one another, and half an amo, which would have added another amo and a half, that is not included in the cheshbon. And therefore it only is 20 and a half, and not 22. Now it would seem that the Pshat in Rashi is that he doesn't count the three milas to the Duchan, because Rashi holds that those three milas were not along the entire width of the Azara. Rather, there were three madrigas that went up to the platform, to the Duchan, and only whoever wanted to go onto the Duchan had to go up those three steps. But whoever was going towards the Heichal, not onto the Duchan, they would walk around, they would not have to go up these three steps. And therefore, these three steps did not cause the entire karka of the heichal to be raised another amma and a half. And this would be meduik in Rashi, Dibur Maschol Boy Gimel Milos. Rashi says, Sha'olim behem leduchan. The Mashmoy says that the only people who go up these three milos are if you want to go onto the duchan, onto the platform. Anyone else walks around. They don't have to go up these three steps. These three steps did not cover the entire width of the Azara. However, Tosis Yeshanim and Tosis Rosh ask on Rashi, and they bring the Mishnah in Midah, says Muchach, not like this. The Mishnah in Midah says clearly that according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Nimsa Ezra's Kainim Gavayim Yishal Yisrael Shtei Amos Umechza. The steps that Rav Lezer ben Yaakov add another 2.5 Amos to the height of the Ezra's Kainim. And therefore the Tosis Yeshanim says that it's Muchach, that these three steps were along the entire width of the Azara, not like Rashi. So according to the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Tosfos Rosh, the floor, once you get to the Heichal, is 22 amos higher than the floor by Har HaBayis. And the Tiferes Yisrael, on this Mishnah in Midas, he says that it's Muchach that Rashi was not Geris, this part of the Mishnah. He wasn't Geris that it's Nimtzas Ezos Kahenim Gevayim Yishal Yisrael, Shtei Amos Umechza. However, the Tosfos read in Asugya, he brings these two Shitas of the Rishayim. First he brings Shitas Rashi, that according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, there was 20 and a half amis higher, the floor of the Heichal, higher than Har HaBayis. And he says, but Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Baruch are chaylik on this. And according to them, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov would hold that it's 22 and a half amis. Now perhaps there's a mistake in the girsa of the Tosfos Rid, because even if you go like the other Rishonim, like the Pashtus of the Mishnah in Midas, that according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, we have to add another 2.5, that would make a total of 22, not 22 and a half. So perhaps there's a mistake in the girsa, it should say 22. But Al-Kaponim, he brings these sheetahs of Yishayim that hold the extra three milas that go up to the Duchan, then add another amma and a half to the height of the Ritzbah in the Heichal. And the Tosfos Rid explains what does Rashi hold, and he says, Sheetahs Rashi is that Einach Hanami, the three milas did go the entire width of the Azara, and therefore Einach Hanami, everyone who's walking towards the Heichal will have to go up these extra three steps, and that should raise the floor another amma and a half. Nevertheless, he says that after one reached the Duchan, this platform, which was at the top of the three steps, afterwards, if you want to continue forward towards the Heichal, you had to go down three steps. The point of these three steps was just to raise the height of the Duchan. But when one continued forward towards the Heichal, he went down three steps, and therefore these three steps do not add any height to the Karka HaHeichal, and that's why Rashi says that according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, the Karka HaHeichal was a total of 20 and a half amis higher than the Karka of Har HaBayis. And the Tosfos Rid explains the Mishnah in Talmud that says, Nimtza Ezra's Kainim Gevayam Yishal Yisrael Shtei Amis Umechza It does not mean the entire Ezras Kainim. Rather, the area of the Ezras Kainim by the Duchan, that was a total of 2.5 Amis higher than the Ezras Yisrael. So that would be a Pshat and Rashi, which can fit with the Mishnah and Midas that the Taisis Hashanim asked from. Now at the bottom of the Omer, Rab Adar Bar Ava Omar Homani Rab Yehudahi, so there's two Mahalachim in the Sugya. What was Rab Adar Bar Ava trying to say? The first Mahalach in Rashi, which is he goes with this throughout the Sugya, until finally on Yudayin Amar Aleph, he says a second Mahalach, but throughout the Sugya he went like this. First Mahalach, Taisis as well, and Dibar Maschol, Ruba de Mizbeach, which starts on Tezayin Amar Beis and continues on Yudayin Amar Aleph, he holds of this first Mahalach. That Rab Adar Bar Ava was trying to say, that this Mishnah in Midas, which says that the Kaisel Mizrachi had to be lower in order that the Kain Asarif HaSapara could see through the Pesach HaHechal, we don't have to say it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the reason why it's blacked is because of the extra Maila. We could say it's going according to Rabbi Huda, who holds that the Mizbeach was Memutza of Aymed, it was in the middle of the Azara, and therefore the Mizbeach itself will black the view of the Pesach HaHechal. And the Cheshbon is that the height of the Karka of the Azara, where the Mizbeach was, there was 13.5 Amis higher than the Karka of the Har Habayis. So the final 6.5 Amis will be blocked by the Mizbeach itself. So even before you get to the Madrigos Bein Ulam the Mizbeach, already the entire Pesach Shel Heichal is blocked by the Mizbeach. On this, the Gemara asks that the Mishnah and Midas cannot fit with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah makes a Cheshbon about the entire length and width of the Azara, and according to the Cheshbon, it comes out that the Mizbeach is more towards the Darim, and therefore the Gemara concludes, Isal Kadaitach Midas Rabbi Yehuda Hi, Mizbeach Be'emtza Azara Mi Mishkachasla, the Mizbeach cannot possibly be Emtza, Harubu the Mizbeach Be'darim Koi, Elav Shmaminar Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Hi, that the reason the Pesach Shel Heichal is blacked is not because of the Mizbeach, rather it's because of the extra Maila. Now Rashi is Marech to explain why according to the Mishnah in Midas, that most of the Mizbeach was Bedarim, the Pesach Shel Heichal will not be blocked by the Mizbeach. Now the Pashtus of the Gemara was just to be Mechiach, that the Mishnah in Midas does not fit with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that the Mizbeach is Be'emtza, and the Mishnah in Midas comes out that the Mizbeach is Bedarim. So why does Rashi have to be Marech to explain that according to the Mishnah in Midas, the Mizbeach did not block the Pesach Shel Heichal? So Rab Simcha Midesvi, in the back of the Gemara, he explains that Rashi was bothered by Enoch Navi. We know the Mishnah cannot fit with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Mizbeach was Be'emtza, but nevertheless, how could we be Mechiach that the Mishnah Midas is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Pesach Shel Heichal was blocked because of the extra Maila? Maybe it's blocked by the Mizbeach, and even if it's not exactly Be'emtza, it's more towards the Darim, but maybe nevertheless, it's enough to block the Pesach. So Rashi has to be merich to explain that according to the Mishnah in Midas, it does not block the Pesach Bechlal. And therefore the Mishnah has to go like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that the cause for blocking the entire Pesach is the extra Maila, which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was Mechadish. Tosfos, however, is Cholek on Rashi. Tosfos is already on Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, the Hemshech of Tosfos Dibur Maschol Ruba de Mizbeach. Tosfos says we don't have to make all these calculations to prove that the Mizbeach was not blocking the Pesach Shel Heichal. Once we proved that the Mishnah in Midas does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Mizbeach was Be'emtza, it was more towards the Darim, then already we could assume that the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that the Mizbeach was Kulei Bedarim. Like Tosfos says, we only find three Shitas in the Tanoim about the place of the Mizbeach. Either it was Kulei Betzofin, or it was Be'emtza, or it was Kulei Bedarim. So once the Mishnah does not hold that it was Be'emtza, it was more towards the Darim, then already we'll explain the Mishnah that it was Kulei Bedarim. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov himself holds, that the Mizbeach was Kulei Bedarim. And that which the Pesach HaHechal was blocked, we'll have to say that it's going for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it was because of the extra Maila. Now Rashi, at the type of Yudzayin Amar Aleph, the end of the Sugya, Rashi is bothered by how could the Mishnah Midas fit with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it was Kulei Bedarim, and that doesn't seem to be mashma like that from the measurements that the Mishnah Midas gives. And the Yisoyah Shaila is about the extra 25 Amos which are not accounted for in the Cheshbin. And the Mishnah says, V'hamoyser, the extra, bein hakevesh l'koysel u'mokim ha'nanosim. It has to be divided between the space, between the koysel dorim and the kevesh, and the mokim ha'nanosim. And Rashi adds to the equation that we have to also know where the shulchanis were, how that space is accounted for. And Rashi l'maisa does make a calculation how the Mishnah could fit with the Elazar ben Yaakov. Now the Hemshech Rashi brings another pshat in the whole sugya. And according to this pshat, which Rashi holds of l'maisa, Reb Ada Bar Ava was not coming to say a different pshat, how to explain the Mishnah in Midas that the Kosel Mizrahi had to be lowered. Rather, he was coming to give another teretz to the original kasha, the stira, between the Mishnah and Talmud and the Mishnah and Midas. First, the Gemara had answered earlier that the Mishnah and Midas is like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Now Reb Ada Bar Ava is saying another teretz that the Tana of the Mishnah and Talmud is like Reb Yehuda. And what's his raya that the Mishnah and Talmud is like Reb Yehuda? Because Reb Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was Memutza be'emtza Azara, and the Mishnah and Talmud does not hold like that. And according to this pshat of Rashi, the whole Gemara and Amud Beis, all that is part of the words of Reb Ada Bar Ava. It's not that there's a kasha and a teretz, rather Reb Ada Bar Ava himself was trying to prove that the Mishnah in Midas is not like Reb Yehuda. And he concludes at the bottom of Amud Beis, V'isak adaitach Midas Reb Yehuda hi, Mizbeach be'emtza Azara mi mishkachas lei, haru v'te Mizbeach be'dorem koi. And Rashi says, the words, El Alav Shema Mino, Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov, we can't be goyers that, because we were never trying to prove that the Mishnah about the Kosel Mizrahi is going like Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov. That wasn't the need in Bechlal. We were trying to prove that Rebbe Yehuda cannot fit with the Mishnah in Midas that says that the Mizbeach is Rubei Bedarim. And therefore we're not goyers the last line of the Gemara. Tosfos at the end of Dibur Maschil, Rubei de Mizbeach, quotes this pshat of Rashi, and he asks a few kashas on Rashi, and his final kasha is that Rashi has to be meichik the svarim, the gersa that we have, El Alav Shema Minor Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakovi, and the Ritva holds like Shitas Rashi. And he answers that even according to Rashi, you could be goyris this last line, and what the Gemara means to say is, since we found that Rebbe Yehuda is chaylik on the Mishnayis and Midas, so we'll conclude, like we said earlier, that the Mishnayis and Midas are lefi Shitas Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov, and the Mishnah and Talmud is like Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. We don't mean to bring another raya that the Mishnah Midas is like Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. Just once we brought a raya that the Mishnah is not Rebbe Yehuda, so the Gemara concludes, Shema Mina, that it's like Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, who we brought a raya earlier on, from a different Mishnah Midas, that it fits with Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. HaKoponim, according to both Pshat ben Rashi, the Mishnah that talks about the Kosel Mizrahi, that has to be lower, that's going according to Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. According to Rashi's second Pshat in the Sugya, the Gemara never had a Havmina otherwise. We never had a Havmina to say that's going like Rebbe Yehuda. And the Mishnah in Midas, which discusses the location of the Mizbeach, Rashi says that could fit with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that the Mizbeach was Kulei Bedarim. Tosfos learns like this as well. Tosfos says, once we know that it wasn't Memutza, then we don't want to be Mechadish that it was Rubei Bedarim. Rather, we want to say the whole thing was Bedarim. And since the whole Mizbeach was Bedarim, the Mizbeach was not what was blocking the Pesach Shel Heichal. Rather, what was blocking was, like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that the Karka of the Heichal was raised another Amma. Now the Rambam, in Perek Hey, Hilchas Beis HaBchiro, Halacha Tesvav, is discussing the measurements of the Azara, and it's clear that he's basing it on the Mishnah and Midas, which Er Sugya mentions, and he says, Mikoiso Tzvaini Shel Azara, Ad Koiso HaMizbeach, Hayoshishim Umechtza. The Rambam says there were 60.5 Amos between the Tzofa inside of the Azara and the Koiso of the Mizbeach. In other words, the Rambam is saying that 7 Amos of the Mizbeach were on the Tzofing side, and the rest of the Mizbeach was on the Darim side. The Rambam understands that when it says, V'hamoyser bein hakevesh u'lekoysel u'mokim ha'na'anosim, that half of these 24 Amos were between the Koysel Darim and the Kevesh. So if you take 62 Amos of the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, and you add the 12.5 Amos between the Darim wall and the beginning of the Kevesh, you get 74.5. So most of the Mizbeach was Bedarim, and 7 Amos of the Mizbeach was Betzofing. The problem with this is that according to the Cheshbin of the Sugya, which Rashi explains by Arichus, if 7 Amos of the Mizbeach were Betzofing, then the Mizbeach itself is Mafsik, the Shara Heichel. And you don't have to come on to Shitas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, who raises the Azara an extra Amma. So what's the raya that the Mishnah in Midas, which speaks about the Kosel Mizrahi, is going like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? Once we have the other Mishnah in Midas, which tells us about the Makom Mizbeach, then Memela we know that the Mizbeach itself is Mafsik, so the Mishnah about the Kosel Mizrahi does not have to go dafka according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And furthermore, there's another kasha. The Rambam himself in Perek Vav, Beis HaBchira Halacha Hei, says, Nimtza Goiva Karka HaHeichal Ar Karka Shar HaMizrach Shel HaRabayis Esher Mushtayim Amo. The height of the Karka HaHeichal was 22 Amos higher than the height of the Karka of HaRabayis. Derech Agav, you see the Rambam holds like the sheet of the Tosis Hashanim, not like Rashi, that according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, there was another 2.5 Amos that the Karka HaHeichal was raised. And the Rambam continues, Lefikach Ha'oimet Keneged Shar HaMizrach Einaroya Pesach HaHeichal. And The Rambam says clearly that the reason why the Pesach HaHeichel was blacked was because of the height of 22 amos extra that the Karka HaHeichel was raised. According to the way the Rambam paskins about the Mokom HaMizbeach, lechor, you don't have to come on to the extra height of 22 amos. The Mizbeach itself is Maftik. So these two Rambams seemingly do not fit with each other. So the Chazon Ish in the Goyim Simen Yud Beis Sif Katan Zayin asked these kashas on the Rambam, and he wants to say a chiddush. He says the man Amar who originally said Hochanami Mistabra der Rabbelezer ben Yaakovi, who brought a raya from the Mishnah about the Koisel Mizrachi that it's like a Rabbelezer ben Yaakov, he held that even if the Mizbeach was actually blocking the view to the Pesach HaHeichel, the Mizbeach is not something that would be mafsik. That would not bother us. Since the Mizbeach has Kedusha, that would not be mafsik with Pnei Kedusha. That's the Lashon of the Chazon Ish. And therefore he brought a raya from the Mishnah that it must be the Pshat, that it's blocked because of the extra armor like Rabbelezer ben Yaakov. So even though we have a Mishnah in Midas itself, which is Mizvur, that the Mizbeach went an extra 7 amos into the Tzofin, according to the Rambam, that would not block the Pesach HaHeichel. That would not be considered a Hefzik. And therefore the Gemara wanted to say, it must be that the Mishnah is like Rabbelezer ben Yaakov and it's because of the extra armor. And even in the Hemshach of the Gemara wanted to say, maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda and it's because the Mizbeach is Be'emtza. So at that point, the Gemara held that the Mizbeach would be Mafsik. But once we get to the Maskana, and the Gemara proves the Mishnah and Midas cannot fit with Rabbi Yehuda, then we go back to say that it's like Rabbelezer ben Yaakov. That Rabbelezer ben Yaakov holds that the Hefsik is because of the extra Amma. And even though the Mishnah and Midas itself that talks about the place of the Mizbeach, according to the Rambam, that does not fit with Rabbelezer ben Yaakov. Rabbelezer ben Yaakov holds the Mizbeach was Kuli Bedarim. Nevertheless, the other Mishnahites that could fit with Rabbelezer ben Yaakov, we say that he's the town of Mesechtas Midas. And Lamaisa, what's mafsik is the extra amma, and really you could say that even if the Mizbeach was there, and the Mizbeach was blocking, that would not be mafsik. And therefore the Rambam paskins Lamaisa, that the reason you had to lower the Koisel Mizrachi is not because of the Mizbeach, which is mafsik, but because of the extra height of 22 amos, like the Rambam says, that was what was mafsik. Now the truth is, according to Rashi's second Mahalach in the Sugya, you could say like the Chazon Ish as well. According to Rashi, there was never a havmina to say the Mishnah in Midas about the Koisel Mizrachi was like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara never discussed such a possibility that the Mizbeach would be Mafsik. So you could learn the Sugya like the Chazon Ish, that it was pushed into the Gemara that the Mizbeach is not a reason to be Mafsik. The Mizbeach is Kodesh and that's not Mafsik with Pnei Kedusha. And the only way to explain the Mishnah that you have to lower the Koisel Mizrachi is like Rabbelezer ben Yaakov is because of the extra Amma of the height of the floor of the Heichal. Now, as far as the Iker Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, he doesn't expound what exactly is this Svara, why the Mizbeach should not be Mafsik. We find a similar concept in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun Heyom and Beis. The Gemara is talking about the din that you need Shechita Pesach Oyal Moed. All carbonics, both Kotchei Kotchim and Kotchei Kalim, have to be shechted in a place which faces the Pesach Oyal Moed. If Shechita is done in part of the Azar which does not face the Pesach Oyal Moed, the Shechita is possible. And the Gemara on there also says a din that if you shecht before psichas dalseis haheichal, before the doors of the heichal are open, that's also possible, that's not called Pesach oil mai. And the Gemara over there continues, and the Gemara asks a shayla goiva mai. Rashi explains if there's a tail, some type of mound, or eitz, that's mutal kenegeda Pesach, and it's mafsik, ben Pesach l'shchita, is that also not called Pesach oil mai? Now, Tois is over there, Dibar Maschol Goiva Mai, he asks Akasha, what could be the tzad that something that's standing in between the Shechita and the Pesach Oyal Moed will pass through the Shechita? We know the din is that you could also shecht on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. And if so, the Mizbeach itself should be Mafsik, and it shouldn't be called Pesach Oyal Moed. Now, the Shechita Mikubetzes over there in Ois Ches brings Tois's Kasha, and he says, no, the Mizbeach is definitely not Mafsik. He says, Kivan de la Tzorach Karbonisu, ain't a Mafsik. Even though something else, something that doesn't belong there, will be Mafsik and that won't be called Pesach Oyal Moed, but the Mizbeach which is there, it belongs there, it's the Tzorach de Karbin, that's not Mafsik. This is a similar svar to the Chazon Ish. However, it's not so pashut, because the Lashon of the Shita Mikubetzes over there is, since it's Tzorach HaKarbin, the Mashmois is, since you're shechting a carbon, and you want to know if the Mizbeach is Mafsik, since the Mizbeach itself is needed for the carbon, that's not something which doesn't belong there, and it's not Mafsik. However, over here, where we're talking about Azois of Para Aduma, that's not a carbon, that does not need the Mizbeach, there perhaps the Svar of the Shita Mikubetzes would not apply. Al Kaponim, we find a similar concept to the Chazon Ish, and we could dan if it's a dimyon or not. However, Tosis over there, the same Tosis that we quoted, asks Akasha negeh to Eretz Sugya. He asks, what's the pshat that in the Sugya over there in Zvachim, the Gemara wants to say that anything that has goiva, which the Gemara is mavur, that 8 amos high would also be considered goiva, that would be mafsik to the Pesach Hayom Moed. Even though the Pesach Hayom Moed is 20 amos high, it's not totally blocked, but that would be considered enough of a hefsik to divide between the Sheikhet and the Pesach Hayom Moed. And Eretz Sugya Tosis says, it's mavur that even if only one small part, even a half a amma of the Pesach HaHechel is not blocked, that's enough to be considered Pesach Hayom Moed. So what's the difference? Now the Briskerov, in the same piece that we mentioned before in Hilchas Para, he brings Tosis Kasha, and he says, L'chair the Teretz is Pashut, it's not a dimyon. In Para, the din is that you have to see the Heichal. It's mavur, the Mishnayis in Para, that the Kohen, the surface of Para, has to stand with Pan of the Merv. He has to be facing towards the Merv side, towards the Pesach HaHechel. And therefore the Briskerov says the pshat is that there's a din he has to see towards the Heichal. So even if the most of it is blocked, even if a small part of it is not blocked and he could see the Heichal, that's enough. But Lagabi Shchitas Kochim, it's a totally different din. The din is which Mokoim is a Mokoim which is Roi L'Shchitas Kochim, only a Mokoim which faces the Pesach HaYom Moed. There's no din that the Kohen has to actually see the Pesach HaYom Moed while he's doing Shchita. He could even be facing the other way. There's no din that the Kohen HaSheichet has to face towards the Pesach HaYom Moed. And therefore the Briskerov says, there's no din that he has to see. Seeing is Loimayla V'Loimayrid. The whole din just is that the Mokoim should be a Mokoim which is open to the Pesach HaYom Moed. And therefore there the din is that if there's a Mechitza which is Mafsik, it makes it like a separate Rishos, that area is not an area which is Pesach HaYom Moed. But by Kohen HaSeref HaSapara, all it's Tolyin is being able to see, so as long as he's able to see, even if only from a half a amma, that's enough to be considered Noichach Pe'ayol Moed. Now from this Briskerov we see that it's Cholik B'Yesoida, the Din, Pesach Hayol Moed, by Shechita, and the Din, by Seref HaSapara. By Shechita the Din is that he has to be in the same Rishus, it has to be open to Pesach Hayol Moed. Mashenkin, by Para, it's a Din that he has to be able to see B'Poyol. And according to this Briskerov, the Chayyah, there would be no Mokum to say like the Chazon Ish, who says that the Mizbeach is not Mafsik. Lamaisa in the end, he's not able to see. And there definitely won't be a Raya from the Shita Mekubetes that we mentioned before. The Shita Mekubetes is talking about the Din Pesach HaYom Moed for Shechita, that we said is a different gather. There we have to dan on the Mokum. Is this a Mokum which is open to Pesach HaYom Moed? There the Shita Mekubetes says that the Mizbeach itself is not Mafsik, it won't be considered a different Mokum. But Lagabi the Din surface Apara, where you have to be able to see, we have no Makar from the Shita Mekubetes that the Mizbech won't be Mafsik. Pashtus it would be Mafsik, L'maisa, you're not able to see into the Pesach HaHechel. And one final Nakuda, the Ritvan Ersigya, he brings both Mahalchim of Rashi, two Pshatim, what Rab Adar Bar Ava is coming to say when he says, Hamani Rab Yehudahi. The first Pshat that Rashi says, that he's coming to say that the Mishnah which talks about the Kaisel Mizrahi Kagolek Rabbi Yehuda and the reason why it was blacked is because of the Mizbeach. And the second chat that Rashi brings, that we're trying to say the Mishnah in Talmud is like Rabbi Yehuda, because he can't fit with the Mishnah that says that the Mizbeach was more towards the Dharam side, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mizbeach was Be'emtza. And the Maisel Ritva holds like the second chat of Rashi. And he brings a number of rayas. One of the rayas that the Ritva brings is from the Gemara in Zvachim Nun Tetz Amud Beis, which says that Rabbi Yehuda holds the height of the Mizbeach was only 3 amos high. And therefore the Ritva says that we can't say the Mizbeach would black. The Mizbeach would not possibly black the entire Pesach HaHechel. The Mizbeach is only 3 amos high. There will still be room above the height of the Mizbeach where one can see into the Pesach HaHechel. Now this Gemara that he's quoting, Nun Tetz Amud Beis in Zvachim, there's Machlokes over there, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi had to explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk by the Mishkan says, Legabe the Mizbeach v'sholish amos kaimosai. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvarim kechsovan, it means kipshutai, it was only 3 amis high. And Rabbi Yaisi says, we learn gzeir shava from the Mizbeach shel zahav, malahalon goiva pishnaim ka'orkoi, afkan pishnaim ka'orkoi. Just like the Mizbeach shel zahav, the height was double the length. Hu adin, the Mizbeach shel nechoshes, the height was double the length and the width. So the length and the width was 5, the height was 10 amis. And that which the Pasuk says that it was only 3 amis high, that's misfas soiviv ulamala. From the Soviv of the ledge, from there and upward, there was only 3 more Amis. Now the Sugi over there is talking about the Mizbeach Shel Moshe, the Mizbeach that was in the Mishkan. The Ritva understands that the same Machlokes is the Gabbai the Beis HaMikdash. Eretz Sugi is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Rishash in Zvachim Samach Bezim Ben Aleph says the Pashtus is not like that. The Pashtus says that Machlekes is only the Gabri the Mishkan, but the Mizbech and the Beis Elamim was 10 Amis high Lekuli Alma. And he brings the Rai from Er Sugya. Er Sugya has it sad to say that the Mishnayis and Midas go like Shitas Shev Yehuda. The Mishnah and Midas says Mifurish that the height of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was 10 Amis high. And if Rabbi Huda holds that it was only 3 Amis high, let the Gemara prove from there that Rabbi Huda is not the Tana of Midas. And therefore the Rishash says that it's Muchach that the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash Lekuliyama was 10 Amis high, and the Machlokes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi is only Legabe the Mizbeach Shel Moshe. Now the truth is the Achrayim bring that there's a Mefurish Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, that says that the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was 10 Amis high. That pasuk would seem to be shver on the Ritva. Al kaponim, the kasha that the Ritva asks on the first pshat, that how can we say that the problem is that the mizbeach was mafsik, according to Yehuda, it's only 3 amis high. The pasha says not like that. The pasha says that the mizbeach on the base of Mikdash was 10 amis high, and that kasha is not shver.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.